Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like Deshaun Jackson had a really, really nice season.
Well, I mean, does Michael Vick, does Deshaun, like, I don't, do they get hired if the Deion thing doesn't work? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but I thought about that when this sort of started, is like, what about Michael Vick? But he didn't, Norfolk State didn't exactly set the world on fire.
No, but you're right. Deshaun had a great year.
Yes. Delaware State has had a really, really nice year. Deshaun's name was on a bunch of lists when Cal had when that job was open, and so
sure it was.
Well, anyway, that's an intriguing.
No, I get what you're saying, but like Tosh Lapoy, like that. Apparently that job was never open. Apparently,
right. But nonetheless, like that's an intriguing thing. Like I bet that would generate some buzz too. You know, a hire like that. So Dan Mullen, Deshaun Jackson, like it also seems like the fan base is very intrigued by Charles Huff, who has been at Southern Miss for one season. They've stubbed their toes late this season, much like Memphis did, but he's got a really, really strong pedigree. You know, he was high up on Saban's staff a few years ago. He coached, he was, you know, apparently instrumental in Saquon Barkley's development at Penn State when he was on staff there. And obviously he had great success at Marshall before he came to Southern Miss. So, you know, there does seem to be, you know, based on what I'm seeing, there seems to be an element of like around him that's like, it seems like Memphis fans would be very, very happy with someone like that, because he's proven to be able to get guys. Like he can go out and get guys, and he can win with those guys. And imagine if he actually had real NIL money, like big NIL money. Not, I mean, you know, I think Southern Miss is doing okay for itself, but it's not where Memphis is. And you know, he went into Hattiesburg and turned that thing around real quick. So yeah, just imagine like what he could do with the money that Memphis has at its disposal. So you know, just thinking about it in those terms, there are some names still out there and that are realistic that I think would sort of give the fans some juice.
Is Hugh Freeze a serious candidate?
I don't think so. I was intrigued by it though. Like
that makes one of us.
I mean, I'm intrigued, and not saying not by any stretch of the imagination endorsing it or saying that it would work, but certainly intrigued. I mean, that you talk about, you know, galvanizing certain parts of the fan base. I certainly think that he would be someone who could do that. Now, obviously, there would be other issues that may be difficult to reconcile with him, but I don't know. I thought when his name came into my brain, I thought to myself, that could at the very least get some attention. That would attract some attention. And you know what they say is like, no PR is bad PR, whatever the saying is.
Well, no, I mean, what's the Logan Paul? It's like, attention is the currency.
Yeah. So like that would certainly get some eyeballs on your program if that's the route you went. But I don't think it's a serious thing with him.
All right. Next week, we'll actually talk Tiger basketball.
All right. Thanks, Avery.
Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal, but they're doing a great job over there covering the coaching search for the University of Memphis. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the list. We'll talk more coaching carousel. We'll get coaches' thoughts on some of the thoughts that Munns left us with. We'll talk about all that and more when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Eve 6 may have faith in nothing, but I've got faith in Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you should too. Whether you're celebrating one of life's biggest milestones, like an engagement, or simply making the holidays unforgettable, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift for your loved one. Some top holiday picks are, check out the tennis bracelets. They're one of the hottest gift items of the season. You can get a stunning 3-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelet for only $11.99, but hurry on in because it's for a limited time only, and it's only while supplies last. Also, you get that tennis bracelet, you also get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings. You can also check out the diamond necklaces. You can dazzle her with diamonds that light up the room with a 10-carat lab-grown diamond tennis necklace. It's brilliant, timeless, sparkling end-to-end, and it's priced to impress at only $39.99. Of course, the holidays are a big engagement time of the season. Go get your engagement ring over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. That's what I did for my wife's engagement. One for one, baby. You can get the yes, too, if you go to Robert Irwin Jewelers as well. You can also get great financing options at Robert Irwin Jewelers, like 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. They're open on Sundays now through Christmas. Visit any of their 5 locations, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Let's get into the list. College football playoff rankings. All right, Coach. So we were texting this weekend. I don't know if the Canes are dead, but we've called in the priest. All right, so here's what we got last night. No changes in the top two. Ohio State 1, Indiana 2. It seems obvious to me whoever wins the Big Ten championship game, that will be the number one overall seed. I think likely the loser, if Georgia were to beat Alabama, I think Georgia would take the 2. That team would drop to the 3. I don't know what happened if Alabama won and if Texas Tech won, maybe Tech could jump to the 2, but it also feels like this could truly be, because the Big Ten championship game is going to be played after the SEC championship game. We could be talking about a Big Ten championship game that is absolutely meaningless, because if Alabama wins, I don't see any way Alabama can jump into, maybe they could get to the 4. I guess that's entirely conceivable, but I don't see them being able to make a push for 1 or 2. Like, we could wind up in a spot where they'll just keep it. Whoever wins gets the 1, whoever loses gets the 2. So Georgia's at 3, Texas Tech's at 4, Oregon is at 5, Ole Miss at 6. So Texas A&M, following their loss to Texas, drops from 3 to 7. Oklahoma stays put at 8. Alabama moves up one spot after impressive 17-0. First 25 minutes of football against Auburn, and they move up to 9. Notre Dame down to 10. BYU's at 11. Miami's at 12. Texas, Vanderbilt, Utah round out the top 15. Okay, so here's why I'm saying calling the priest, but I'm not. I think there were some people saying dead. If what I expect, if what I expect will happen, which is, I really do not think BYU is beating Texas Tech. Like, I get it, that game was at home for Texas Tech, but it's like, they could not move the football. Like, Texas Tech won by about the smallest margin they could have, and it was three scores plus. If BYU loses, Notre Dame and Miami are not going to play a game. Are you really going to say the team that's ranked 10th and the team that's ranked 11th are in different pods and therefore the head-to-head shouldn't matter? That also is going to require dropping Notre Dame behind Miami for conceivably no reason. I'm of the opinion the game has to count. I am very, very curious, because then here would be the other scenario. And I'm not sure this helps them out. If Duke wins, Duke is unranked currently. That would be your ACC champion. JMU got ranked. If JMU wins, can Duke pass them with a win over Virginia, who would be ranked, let's see, Virginia's at 17. So could they pass JMU? I don't think they're going to pass Tulane or North Texas. But could they pass JMU, because JMU's taking on Troy? I don't think 8-4 Troy is going to be a data point. But that then becomes this question of, could Miami wind up being the ACC team that gets in, but you start to really struggle with it, because for that to be the case, then JMU has to pass Duke, and then they're like, well, we'll put the ACC team, it's Miami, but that starts to take away an extra slot. I think if you're a Canes fan, I think you just have to root like hell for this. You got to root for Texas Tech and then sit there and say, are you really going to say the 10th and the 11th ranked teams, they played head-to-head, that's not going to matter, they have the same record?
So I've been following it all morning, and y'all know how bad I would love the Hurricanes to be in there. But outside of that, I also look at realistic things, and I look at what's right. So one of the things is, if they do beat them, like you just said, Jeffrey, they have identical strength of schedules. They have identical. One is at 42, one is at 44. Their two best wins are the same. Everything is identical. So at that point, some people say if the committee don't do it, they said the committee is facing some real heat this Sunday. Because one, if that happened, how do you say head-to-head don't matter? Now, on the flip end, although I'm a Hurricane fan, I will give Notre Dame this argument. Some people saying it's about who's playing the best right now. And if they was to play on a neutral field, Notre Dame, on the better, from a betting standpoint, would be the favorite.
I think it's true to say this. On a neutral, the only teams Notre Dame would be underdogs to are Ohio State. It's probably Ohio State, Georgia, and maybe Indiana. I think the only one that you could say definitively that they would be an underdog to is Ohio State.
Yes.
The problem, though, is if we just did power ratings, like, Alabama would have gotten in every single year in the Saban era. Like, remember when Saban was politicking, like, when they had was it Saban that was politicking for Alabama? Like, they would be favored in all these games. Like, okay, but the season, like, we're just going off of power ratings, who'd be favored, why did we play a season?
Yeah, and they actually beat them. But then some people are saying it's right now because, okay, Notre Dame lost their first two games, and Miami lost in, November. And they even saying, this is crazy, if Alabama lose this game, that will put them at 3. And some people were saying they should be out, but then they said they can't put them out because that'll make people not even want to sign up for their, because you got other teams that's not even playing in the conference that's automatically in. And so they said Miami should be more mad and not the Notre Dame win. They commissioner should step up right now or last week or the week before and put them in that game.
Yeah.
They said it makes no sense because if they end the game, they win AC championship, 9 out of 10, they got to be in it. But
I guess, so see if you agree with this. I understand the argument, but if you literally do it, like let's say like there was the big push to do it last weekend. It's like, man, I think if you're gonna pull that card, you have to pull that card like before October. Like if you get to the last week of the year, even though it was such a logjam, I just think it opens up so many conspiratorial angles to sit there and go right before the last week of the season. Hey, we had these tiebreakers in place. We're throwing them out, and it's just now the highest ranked team, which, by the way, I would agree with, but my point is like you should have just done that earlier.
So they got some weird tiebreakers, though, because nobody can still understand how a team that had lost 5 games is still in the game.
Well, the worst part about it is it wound up that the result of Syracuse-Boston College was significant. Like, instead of, like, record of the, like, win percentage of the teams you beat, it was just win percentage of the teams you played. So, for instance, Duke got credit for just playing Virginia and losing by 3 scores because Virginia had a better record. It's like, well, what are we doing here? But I honestly think the problem with all this is I think the ACC, whether they lack foresight, whether they were naive, it was almost like the fact that they got 2 teams in last year, they're like, it'll work out. And it's like, you should have recognized, given the volatility of your conference, that this could be in play. You needed to write your bylaws so that the team that has the best chance of making the playoff has a chance to play for the playoff.
Yeah. And let me ask y'all this, guys. Alabama lost 2 times in the SEC, right?
Correct. No, 1 in the SEC, 1 in the ACC to Florida State.
Oh, that's their second loss. Because I just kept wondering. I just thought it was crazy that A&M dropped so far back at the...
So the problem with A&M is, and we talked about this last week.
Okay.
Until they played Texas, the most impressive thing about A&M was they were undefeated. And the win at Notre Dame, to be clear. But their SEC opponents had a combined win-loss record of 11-40. So what ended up happening is they're 11-1. Ole Miss wins. They're 11-1. Ole Miss's best win was at Oklahoma in a game that I think they trailed by a point for like a minute, like one possession, but they largely controlled the game. Whereas A&M, their best win is at Notre Dame, a game that Notre Dame had to drop the extra point, and then they scored on the last play of the game and won with an extra point. So because Oklahoma was ranked higher than Notre Dame, it's like, it's a slightly better win, and so like that gave Ole Miss the nod.
Understandable. Understandable. I was like, oh, Texas A&M look like they're having a great.
But recency bias also doesn't matter. This is what I always love. They're like, well, there's no such thing as recency bias. Like, yes, there is, because they also talk themselves into this circle. There's no such thing as recency bias, and then they say, well, look how they're playing right now. Well, that's recency bias.
That's recent. Texas getting screwed a little bit too.
I put Texas into the category of Alabama and Ole Miss from last year. I think they're a good team, and in fact, I could make the argument, if I'm one of those home teams, get them the heck out of here, because their defense is talented enough that I don't really want to see them. Don't lose to Florida. It wasn't the Ohio State loss that cost you. It wasn't even, at this point, it truly wasn't even the Georgia loss. You went to Florida and lost.
A little bit it is, because if they got 2 losses right now, they're probably in the playoffs.
Okay, but the problem is there's also a bad faith argument of, well, if we just scheduled Akron, it's like, well, the SEC requires you to schedule at least another Power League team. So you can't replace Ohio State with Akron now.
But they could that's the best team in the world. They could have replaced them with anybody else.
Now, what I would have said is they needed Ohio State to cancel the game, and then they could have called up Washington State and played them. Although Washington State, if they got them early enough, might have beaten them when they were playing horrible. But, I mean, to me, it's like it's a judge's decision. You're out.
And that's like we saw it last year, too. You don't want to be in that position of leaving it up to the judges.
Like, do I think Ole Miss was a significantly better team than SMU? Yes. Did I think Alabama was better than SMU? Yes. Don't lose to 5-6 Oklahoma, and don't lose to winless for the SEC Kentucky at home. Like, there has to be a deserving element of it here, too. Like, the games have to count.
I think this is the hardest year because...
Well, I think you're 100% right because I think there's like there's about 15 teams. Like,
that deserve.
I think Vanderbilt should be in.
I think Texas should be in.
I am very scared. I'm hopeful as long as the SEC gets their five in. I think this format rocks. I've never been more in on it. I love the 12 team, and the biggest reason why is I feel like making the field is a significant achievement. Like, I think you had to have a really good year to make this field. Where I'm really worried is that if, especially, God forbid, if two G6s get in, they're just going to say, blow it all up, and let's go to 16, and we're going to make sure that the Texases of the world, they all don't get left out.
They eventually going to have to do it. Let me tell you why. They're going to have to, and we do this at Peace Jam every year now. Peace Jam, you can get 24 teams to go, right? But what has happened lately because of how hard it is to get in it is one or two play-in games.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you go automatically let a G6 in, you got to either – see, Nike was doing it at first. They automatically let – it's a league called EYCL. If you win your league, you automatically get a spot to Peace Jam. We like, hold on. It's too hard to be in Peace Jam.
Right.
So now – and then every team that made it over wins no games at Peace Jam. So now they make it where that team has a play-in game against they both at Peace Jam against the last place team on the EYBL, and they go to Peace Jam. Because right now, somebody even put on the internet, like, neither one of them are doing it this weekend. Let Miami and Notre Dame play this weekend.
Oh, I even saw, like, have Miami and Vanderbilt go and play in Hawaii for, like, a play-in spot.
Why would they go? They both on this side of the country, right?
I guess to make it
true neutral,
like true neutral, like make them both have to travel, whatnot. But the problem
they go
is
to Texas.
This is the problem, though. When we start entertaining these ideas, Tony Petitti at the Big Ten is going to sit there and go, "See, I told you my ideas of the play-in games were great. This is what the people want."
It got to be some rules to it, though.
Well, this is the problem that I have, like. My thing is, I do believe in the give the G6 a shot. The problem is, do I think, like, for instance, I think Tulane, I know they're not favored. I think Tulane's winning on Friday night. I watched Tulane play Ole Miss, and they could have played 15 games, and Ole Miss would have lost zero. And do I think Ole Miss is the best team in the field? No. The problem, though, is if we start writing in rules like the G6 is, like, provided they are within a certain ranking, they can get a spot, well, then you just start inviting the, just don't rank them there. That'll keep them out. And I think that that's against the spirit of it. Like, my thing is either you give them the spot or you don't. And I don't think they're going to do the thing of not giving them the spot. Because they're terrified of lawsuits, antitrust.
No, I would give them a spot, but kind of how Nike do. I think we should do, I don't know if it's 12 or 14, but the last, kind of how even the NBA do it, and everybody's doing this. The last four teams get a chance to get the last two spots, and they have to play. because right now we could solve this easily. We could.
The problem is we just described Tony Petitti's idea that we all hated.
Well, I didn't ever read his stuff, so I'm not fully.
So Tony Petitti's the Big Ten commissioner.
Okay.
And he's the one that kept promoting, I believe it was 18 to 24 teams. He did not even have a firm number. Do away with conference championship weekend. Conference championship weekend becomes the third team playing the sixth team, the fourth team playing the fifth team. 1 and 2 automatically get in, and then you're playing for those other two spots. My biggest problem with all of that is the reason why I love this dumb, idiotic sport is it truly does have the most consequential regular season. Mm-hmm. And I just keep coming back to, do I think Texas is a better football team, unquestionably, than Virginia, than Duke, than JMU, than Tulane, than North Texas? Yes, I do. Did Texas have every opportunity to play their way into this thing? Yes, they did. The season has to count. That's why I truly do like, the more this format goes on, the more I love it, because I think making it is a significant achievement, and I don't think we leave out actual national title contenders. Like, do I think Texas could make some noise in the field? Sure. Do I think Texas could win 4 games and be the national champion? No.
Didn't they start off like as a top 5 team?
They were number 2. No, number 1.
Number one. Because Ohio State was top 5.
Right? It was 1 versus 2. Ohio State was 2, but was favored.
It was at home.
Yeah.
They went to Ohio State?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Because I know you saying Washington State. I think they could have beat.
You're hurting your Canes.
I know. I'm just being fair here, though. Like, like they literally could have beat anybody, I think, that weekend. But maybe them and Indiana, maybe would have beat. I mean, Oregon, they would have beat anybody else in the Big Ten. What was the score of the game?
It was the biggest 14-7 blowout you've ever watched. They are, on paper, they are the only team this season to stay within a score of Ohio State.
I mean, that's a strong argument, man. Because I think you get them two losses right now, even with a.
I can't unsee the Georgia game. That's the other thing that works against them is they have the widest margin of a loss of these teams we're talking about. Like the Canes, they have, a 3-point loss to Louisville?
Yep, and a 6-point
overtime loss. Notre Dame has a 3-point loss and a 1-point loss. Who else are we contending with?
I like Vandy.
Vandy.
They messed up when they lost Vandy to Oklahoma.
They screwed up when.
Lost to Texas.
And then Alabama's technically a 16-point loss, but if you watch the game, it wasn't a 16-point game. But,
right, and even to Texas, it was on the road, 3-point loss to them.
But they were down.
Pretty big.
31-7 in the late in the third.
Diego Magic,
baby. I don't know.
That Georgia game, that's the one I can't get out of my mind, too, with Texas, because if it was a close game, like if it was within a score, maybe even 2, sure. But it was a curb stomping. It was disrespectful. Like that onside kick.
Thing is, Texas fans want to point to it was like a 1-score game in the fourth quarter. It's like that said more about Georgia than it did about you. Because Texas went down the field on the first drive of the game, got a field goal. Pretty solid drive, but didn't cap it off. Their only other scoring drive was a short field off an interception that was kept alive with 2 pass interference penalties. Like they could have had the ball at their own 20, and if you said here's 10 chances to go score a touchdown, they could not have done it that night.
Yeah, giving up 21 in the fourth quarter is a tough look.
And, I mean, Georgia did do, the blitzkrieg thing.
Got rolling.
Let's pour it on. They definitely.
But that's what they do. That's kind of part of their MO this year is, hey, look, if we can get it rolling, have fun trying to stop it.
I actually think the biggest winner last night was Ole Miss.
Agree, 100%.
Because I told my Ole Miss fan wife, you need to go and get every red and black gear that you can, and you got to start learning to bark like the dogs. Because if Georgia wins, I think they're going to be the two when my Buckeyes cover on Saturday when I've laid 58 units on them again. Indiana's going to be the three. And I'm not saying that undoubtedly Georgia's better than Indiana, but we've seen you play Georgia. You scored every possession for like the first five. You got the ball five times in a row and scored touchdowns, and that still wasn't good enough. Like, that's going to be tough.
It was until like the fourth quarter. It was the first three quarters of change.
They had a two-score lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they could not get a stop. So my thing is, I would much rather take my chances of the team I haven't seen yet with Indiana than playing Georgia again. But then you would get the way that it's playing out now. If Ole Miss stays at the six, they would wind up playing either the American champion or Virginia wins, they play Virginia. That's the best possible outcome you could ask for. And then you'd get Indiana in like the...
Did they announce the Outback?
Not the Outback. Either the Cotton Bowl or the Orange Bowl. Because obviously if Ohio State wins, they're picking the Rose Bowl. And if Georgia wins, they're picking the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
So Indiana would either pick... I would think Indiana's going to pick the Orange Bowl. Because I think there's still like a loose enough Big Ten tie-in. Like that's supposed to kind of matter. And then if the four is Texas Tech would loosely pick the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
So they were the big winners.
Is it true if Duke wins, it's a chance no ACC school can be in it? Or do every conference got to get...
If these rankings last night mattered, they would have to jump JMU. And Duke is not ranked. JMU was ranked last night. Now, I think there's no way of knowing.
But they can't get JM spot.
Well, all that is protected is the five highest ranked conference champions. Not the four Power League champions and a G5. It's not like it used to be. It's the five highest-ranked conference champions, regardless of the conference affiliation. So if JMU beats Troy, they are the Sun Belt champions. If Tulane or North Texas wins, they're both ranked. They would be in as the American champion. If Duke, basically what would have to happen is the committee would have to come in and say, Duke beat number 17 Virginia. We believe that that was a quality win, therefore we're passing them in front of JMU, but then JMU's going to have to sit there and go, they weren't ranked last week, we won, we were ranked, now you're passing us. I actually think that's what will happen if we already get to that, but...
Who is your sneaky favorite for the championship?
Oh, I think we're playing for second. I think everybody's playing for second place.
Outside of them, yeah. Outside of Ohio State, who your... Or somebody that you wouldn't expect.
I think the team I don't want to play other than Ohio... Well, that was the other reason I thought Ole Miss was the big winner. If I'm indeed correct and Ohio State wins and then Georgia wins and you stay in that 6-3 game, that means also Ohio State's on the other bracket. So you could conceivably make it all the way to the national championship game, get beat by 100, but make that national championship game.
For some reason, I feel like
I think Georgia,
Oklahoma go make a little noise. I'm sneaky underrated.
That defense is...
They have arguably the best unit in the country, but they pair that best unit with arguably the worst unit in the country. My favorite new moniker that's been added to the college football lexicon this year is Crimson and Cream Iowa. That's all they are.
Like, yeah. They've got a fun quarterback, question mark running back, and one good receiver.
And tackles that have not blocked anyone this year.
Correct.
Not that that interior's exactly been lightened up either. But their defense keeps them in every game. But, I mean, if LSU just had a barely functional drive, LSU was going to beat them. Like, that's the thing. They're always just going to be in a close game because they can't score.
Yeah. They had some big wins, too, this year, though.
So they beat Alabama.
Beat Alabama, yeah. If they wouldn't have lost to Texas, they'd be a lot higher because they was on the road.
If they don't lose to Texas, they're potentially playing for it all.
You say what?
If they don't lose to Texas, they're potentially playing for, like, a number one seat.
Yeah, they'd have been the SEC championship then, right?
Well, they would have lost the tiebreaker to Ole Miss.
Okay. Ole Miss beat them.
Ole Miss gave them their most convincing loss. Because the Texas game, they have the punt return. Like, Ole Miss lined up and actually scored on them. Texas was on the field while Oklahoma, like, beat themselves. All right, let's talk about this Penn State job because it's getting fascinating. And there's a couple of things that I want to discuss with Coach. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All
right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, boys. I had mentioned yesterday that Brent Key had not signed his extension. Well, that changed today. Brent Key at Georgia Tech does sign his extension to remain at his alma mater. We also learned late last night Kalani Sitake would also be signing his extension and staying at BYU. That meant that the released primary target of Penn State's coaching search, Kalani Sitake, was now gone. And now Brent Key, another name that was thought to be certainly a finalist, if not Sitake, maybe Brent Key. Well, he's staying at his alma mater. And now Penn State is left going, now what? So The Athletic has come up with an emergency search committee. And here are the couple of the names that they've pointed out. Terry Smith, who is the interim coach, was a DB under Joe Pa, player movement. They did get to a bowl game where they got bowl eligible. Like, there is some movement. But that would feel like if you wound up hiring Terry, man, this search, considering how long it's been open.
Yeah.
what went wrong? And that's with all due respect to Terry Smith. It's like, but you didn't fire James Franklin to hire Terry Smith. That there was a lot of other ways you could have done that. All right. Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Kalen DeBoer at Auburn. Here's the only thing I will say. I don't think it's the case, but what if Sitake's name got leaked as a apply pressure to somebody else that they've actually targeted who's been waffling? The Kalen DeBoer thing will not go away. I'm still not sure I believe it. It reeks to me of a Jimmy Sexton special. Of
it's really tough to get leverage when you have the Alabama job.
Because, okay, where are you going to go? You got a great one. But the name won't go away. Jeff Brohm was listed, but we are getting reports today that Brohm intends to sign an extension. Has not done it, but we're getting that. We also have listed Bob Chesney. I bring up Bob Chesney. He's the JMU guy. It has been leaked that Chesney is all set to go to UCLA. Now, the question remains is, what's he signed? Has he signed an MOU? Has he even signed that? Has he just given them verbal confirmation, I'll take your job? Because now it feels like Penn State's been in that mode of, we like Bob Chesney, but like we kind of think like, we'll get him the next time we hire somebody. What if they're now at the point where it's like, hey, man, like he's right there. Just go get him. And then the other name that's mentioned is Jeff Monken at Army. I think Jeff Monken's a really good coach. I don't have a problem that he's at a service academy running an option offense. I think he would do like most guys that were at service academies and take other jobs. He'll learn to run some other offense, but you're always just going to fight that stigma. I do think he's a great coach. Obviously it matters like who do they hire, but I do think we could be talking about next week, like this could be such a disaster. Like I think the AD could wind up getting fired if this is actually what it appears to be, which is a horribly run search in which a couple of things. Do I think targeting Kalani Sitake was a bad move? No, I don't. I think he's a good football coach and like, I get it. But Kalani Sitake is a Mormon at his alma mater. That alma mater has now been heavily motivated to spend at the highest level. I can see where that whole thing is just a, man, this is really kind of a move by Kalani and his camp. Like, he's happy here. He loves it here. Like, let's just make sure he gets a better deal, maybe get some more NIL money, bigger promises. Like, let's just beef up the operation. Let's use this for leverage. But he doesn't really want to go. Brent Key, same thing. They allegedly also targeted Clark Lee. I understand there's an issue where part of the problem is some of the big candidates are all at their alma maters, but it's like that didn't stop everybody from hiring a coach. Now, you also have these reports. I'm not sure how much to put into it because knowing what I know about the Jimmy Sexton operation, this doesn't pass the smell test. But Todd McShay, on his latest podcast, has mentioned that after the firing of James Franklin, a Jimmy Sexton client, a CAA client, there has been essentially war declared and that none of his candidates would be Penn State would be up for the Penn State job because he wouldn't allow that. That's just not how he does business. Like if his clients, his job's to work for his clients. If one of his clients goes, I want the Penn State job, his job's to go make a deal and make Penn State happen. I also don't think you stay in business that long as an agent operating that way. Even Scott Boras in baseball's got to make deals.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, he is older, though. If he wanted to, I think the problem Penn State at now that they make this decision emotionally, because great list of people you're saying, Coach, but I haven't heard too many people that were better than James Franklin unless you just wanted to, you know, sometimes you do need a new start. Like even BYU, Coach, I love him to death. If you're in a room before this year, I think most people, if it's a neutral school, like Alabama came open and there was the only two candidates, him and James Franklin, I think James Franklin would get the job.
It feels like the problem with Franklin is Franklin ran into the didn't work well with his boss. And then I'm not putting you in a bad spot because of your Nike connections. I do not think Adidas, who is investing heavily in Penn State, was on the James Franklin bus.
Yeah, they coming. I mean, I think Penn State got to get creative. I mean, I would get as creative as like.
You want Deion at Penn State so bad.
Well, let's not go Deion.
Deion could actually complete the trio. He could go Nike, Under Armour, Adidas.
Let's not go Deion. I do think Deion do deserve. I want to see Deion at a school with money. Like, even if BYU coach would have took that job, I wish he would have got BYU. I just want to see him.
Deion at.
Well, that might not make sense. Religion.
That would be awesome.
I just want to see him somewhere.
That would be content galore.
Where he has a chance to be in the middle or upper half of the conference in a school that has history in football. Because I think he's a really good coach. Well, if motivated, he's got something in him for young men. He's a leader of young men. But if I'm Penn State, which I don't care how you cut it, Penn State is a top 10 or close great football program.
We were talking about the beginning of this coach. Like, I think there was an argument you could make that it was the best job. Well, in this era, because of money.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of money right here.
Yes.
Yes. So I would say, if I'm them, I know the SEC got money. I call Vanderbilt coach. Like, I'm trying.
They tried it.
He's at his alma mater.
He tried to take him to the prom, too? Okay.
Yep.
What about the guy, Illinois?
Bielema, they've not tried.
See? He did a lot of stuff in his past, right, before
he was at Wisconsin, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's a good coach.
I like Brett.
See,
I'd rather have Brett than Matt Campbell.
That's what I'm saying. I would get creative. I don't
now,
think
now I don't know how enforceable it is, but reportedly now Illinois has made their coaches sign non-competes.
So if they want to go somewhere, it has to be at a conference?
Correct. That's why you don't see Underwood. Underwood, who used to throw his name out for every job, he's been staying in Illinois, and you don't really hear Bielema. And I think it's because of the non-competes.
I wouldn't sign nothing like that unless because to me, that's taken away, because that's a big conference, too. It ain't like that's the second
best. I'm
not
saying Ohio State would do it, but like if Bielema's like, well, Ohio State offered me, it's like, can I get out of this?
All right, we got to find a way, right?
Yeah, we got to get
so
out.
So if he can't get out, but you know, a lot of people hadn't even thought of him. Who else been kicking a little butt? Is my guy still at Kansas? How they fired him?
He's still there, but
Lance Leipold.
No, not him. The guy before him that was pretty good. Well, he was good back in the day. Who was
Les Miles? You want Les to be kicking around again? Les got some Title IX issues.
The other guy got the Louisville job again, right?
Jeff Brohm.
No, the guy that was at Arkansas at one point, the guy in trouble.
Petrino. No, he was back as their offensive coordinator and interim coach this year.
Come on, man. I mean, these people got some sketchy pets, but they know football. They can do some good stuff with money. Keep them away from women.
This was the tough question yesterday was, would you rather have hired Ryan Silverfield or Bobby Petrino?
I don't have nothing against Silverfield, but I would do Bobby Petrino. I'm big. Now we're talking about character, then I have to think about it. And I'm not hurting his character either because I'm one of those guys that feel like if you don't do something that break the law,
He might have, though.
It is more of a...
You don't usually end up in a neck brace like that unless you're doing something
like
little.
I don't want this to sound
bad. I know what you're saying. What's between him and his wife is a different thing. But he also probably broke the law by having an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate.
What do you mean subordinate?
She worked technically for him.
That's still not the law. If she was over 21, 18...
But he would be fired from every job in America for that.
Some jobs have some against work.
He also got her the job. It was bad.
But that's not the law. That's school policy. The law is like.
I mean, he
like
would probably have
for.
Not have gone to jail, but there would have been. There were questions he didn't want to answer.
So I would say this, Jeffrey. This might sound bad. You're married. I'm not married. Mm-hmm. I don't know. George's not married. I'm into church though, so I think it's very bad. But I don't think it is people that I see on Twitter that say, and guys, please look at me as a good person because I'm here, that says people should get fired for cheating on their spouse. I don't just think people should get fired from their...
Well, what's his record?
Huh?
What's his record?
Who?
Before I decide whether or not I should get fired.
They talking about, like, even if you at a steakhouse, you a coach. Some people feel if you cheat on your wife or husband, which I think is very awful, you should just get fired.
I think a lot of people might say that online to, like, make their significant other, like, feel good. It's like the South Park, like, why would this guy ever cheat on with her? Like, looking at his wife. Like, there's a little of that, I think, going around. All right, for today's Tell Your Story, boys, we got to go to Diego Pavia. Said this on Busting with the Boys about his brother's latest arrest. This is the other thing, too. It's kind of why I let them be them. Last year, we beat Alabama. We're going on a freaking crazy run. Kentucky, they're running wild, too. And then it was like, hey, we need to calm down. Everything's going to get out of control. Like, we better calm down. Ever since that day, we were 5-2, and we only won one other game the rest of the year, and that was Auburn, and we barely slipped by. They weren't drinking, nothing. I was like, you know what? F it. Next year, get hammered as much as you want. That's the only time I win. My brothers only stayed sober for the Alabama and the Texas games. We lost. So he's letting his brothers get, like, absolutely smashed in public and get arrested because it's helping the team win. When they stay sober, they lose. That's great. Great logic. All right, Coach, good to have you back in here.
Yes, sir.
He, of course, is Coach Hurd. Want to thank Jason Munns for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Coach, this is Jeffrey Sand. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.